so big and loud, jump so high, touch the cloud. Whoa, stretch my hand out to the sky, dance with monsters through the night. Whoa.
And this is my fix it up life. I beat you to the punch.
Okay, you win the radio show.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Score.
Can we get, you want a medal? Can we get that out of the way?
Yes, give me a medal. So this is my Fix It Up Lifetime. We're at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. We're at Lamps Plus.
I would like to present you with this pen for a distinguished service career.
I'm totally ignore my husband.
I love every interview we do.
Amazing. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Mark always starts it off wackier and wackier each time.
I can't. I'm not on.
You know what? You guys should have a show.
What's going on with gravity?
Oh my God, really?
Yeah, like crazy.
You guys might should have like a show too. Like
maybe,
you guys are so charismatic.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That raspy voice. Sounds like you've just been screaming for 2 hours. That's your regular voice.
I always scream.
Yes.
What am I not screaming?
John Culinary.
Yes.
I'm a screamer. If I talk.
John doesn't have any
inside. My wife tells me.
No inside.
She tells me, she goes, why do you always yell? I'm like, I'm talking.
Can you whisper
you're
me
Italian.
Some sweet nothings? I love you!
Basically.
Mark, I love you.
I'd like to present you with this pen.
He doesn't know how to whisper either.
I know.
He absolutely, like, literally does not know how to whisper.
It's incredible.
Or read lips.
It's really incredible.
Oh, I can't read
any
lips.
Nuances. There's no, like, husband and wife across the room. So I'll tell you, I'm like, he's like, what? What are you saying about going? Like,
Yeah, we don't do subtlety very well either.
I failed elementary school. You know, the person outside the door. Meet me in the schoolyard. Like, I don't know.
Where? What to me.
Are you even talking to me? I don't know what's happening.
No subtlety.
It's true. You don't need it.
Subtlety.
You don't need it. Anthony Carino is the other person who's here.
I am here.
By the way, here joining us in my Fix It Up Life.
Yeah. KB's 2016.
Baby. 2016.
Crazy. 2016.
Wow. Yeah.
That's amazing. I mean, saying it.
I don't know if you guys noticed, but the show is slamming this year. Yeah?
Yes. Like, it's crowded off the
scene. I noticed when I got here, I noticed immediately. I walked into an aisle and I just turned left and right to decide where I was going to go, and I basically got run over. I was like, oh God, there's a lot of people
you
here.
You got in the stream and you were just with them?
I got taken away with the
Was it like
droves
a bull, the bull riding and or running with the bulls in Pamplona?
Bulls,
what's happening to me?
Yeah, but it's a good feel, man. It's a great feel.
Yeah.
It is exciting because you feel the energy too. Mm-hmm. It's packed. People are, I mean, it's busy. You can hear it.
Yep.
Yeah. In years past,
I think it's all been building back.
I know.
Yes, I think it's the industry. I mean, just our. I mean, look, you guys know we've been hurt for how many years now?
Yeah.
And I think now,
like
20,
right?
Look, you know, 2008, 2009 couldn't get much worse. Mm-hmm. You get to 2016. Now we're finally bringing back the steam.
Now
it's on.
Feels really good.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay, so you guys, you're everywhere. I literally can't turn on my TV, and you guys are like keep popping in there.
We're
like,
just,
why
yeah,
are
just,
you in there?
We just somehow show up places,
that's
right?
That's it. Yeah. This is actually the kickoff to travel season for us.
Yeah.
John and I will be home 1 week a month from now through May.
Yeah.
So that's it. Yeah.
It's a little crazy.
And half
cages,
of that is
it's America's Most Desperate Kitchens and speaking engagements and all that fun stuff. It's go time right now.
Yeah.
Awesome. So John, how do you deal with that with having a little baby?
Well, I mean, look, I think the good part is when we're down, you know, now we're down. You know, we used to balance a lot and have both of our jobs with doing the private construction and doing the TV. We've really transitioned to doing the TV because it's so busy for us now, especially with the new show.
Yeah.
We travel over the country. Before, we were based primarily in the tri-state area. We wouldn't go other places unless we did like a special episode with Ellen. Now we're everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's no way we can do both anymore. So when I'm down, I finally take some time to go down.
Yeah.
Like,
quality
spend
time
with the family. Don't work. My wife told me, she's like, John, I know you love to work, but you got to take a little time for you and us. And she's right. And I really did that this summer, which I'm so happy about. And especially since my baby is just turned one and seeing her grow up and be there for all these special moments. It was well worth it taking the time down. So
now I know she's only one, but do you do FaceTime so like you can see
That's all we do. When we're on the road
it's
now.
Great.
It's like thank God for
FaceTime. She recognizes you, so it's like Like, when the camera goes from him to me, like, her reaction changes, you know? It's like, where'd Dad go, you know? And she gets, like, disoriented. It's funny.
She's like, who's that weird guy with a beard now?
Who's the guy with the beard?
The guy with the beard.
How did Santa Claus from Hell get here?
You know what? That's
I like that.
That's my next. That's going to be my Halloween costume.
That's it,
next
yeah.
Year.
I like
good.
That.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Awesome. You know, anytime. I'm running a consulting firm now.
You just call him the idea man. You just call him the idea man. That's it.
What does he remind you of? I don't know, like Santa Claus from Hell? Thanks, Mark.
Okay, changing topic.
I have no content. I didn't write a single question down. I have nothing on.
That's the best way to do it.
Like exercise, cooking, all the stuff that you're doing beyond the renovation and say like making people's lives better on TV. There's a lot of other content that you're creating on the web too.
Yeah. I mean, the web stuff is. It's interesting because you know that platform is here in a huge way, but it's figuring out how to get to the masses with it. And so we're just trying to, anything we're passionate about, we're trying to convert into some kind of media so that, you know, we can explore other ways of getting, of distributing content,
right.
You know. So
right.
It's an interesting learning process. It's certainly a hell of a lot different than, you know, traditional television.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the big networks and all the people that go into that. And then when you do a web show, I mean, it's me and John hanging out.
Yeah.
It's, you know, with GoPros and all the little tech these days, it's pretty easy to put together.
Yeah, well, like Teresa said, she can't turn on the TV without seeing you guys. I can't even turn on my TV.
It's a good thing.
So I'm like, I got my phone, like, well, I'll watch this.
Yeah.
I'm watching, you know, an excavator like drive off a cliff or something on Facebook. That's basically all I do.
Well, I mean, like, I think, you know, we like Anthony said, we're just, you know, we want to keep ourselves busy always. And it doesn't matter what we're doing, whether it's passion about, Mark, you know how much I like to work out and doing the races and CrossFit, and Anthony, you know, going on his trips and adventure, travel. You know, we realize that we have a lot to offer. So, yes, design construction is our first. That's our baby. We love it. But, you know, we want to just be there. We want to turn the TV on. See us doing anything.
Yes.
You know, we can see the cousins anywhere.
So. There was a shaving video.
There was?
Yeah.
There was.
I mean, there's
everything. A turkey carving video.
A turkey
you guys
carving
are
video.
Saw that one. Yeah. I might have shut that one off.
Me too.
Enough guys.
You know, you gotta experiment, right? You gotta take it and say, what, because the internet, really, what sticks? Because I'm not joking about the excavator video. It's got 10 million views.
Yeah, no, you're whenever the clips that you post pop up in my newsfeed, I always watch them because they're always, you always reshare good stuff. And I know it's always construction based and something that's going to break or crash or, you know, somebody screwing up doing, you know, it cracks me up.
The best driveway shoveler thing ever. Something, whatever it is.
By the way, I saw the tweet you put out yesterday. There's going to be a recount between this March and myself because the flannels
I purchased
some additional.
How many did she have?
She said she had some additionals as well.
She did. I know. I was talking.
Like
we were talking yesterday. So
right?
I think I wound up at like
56.
I wound up at 54. I think she was at 56 or 57.
Wait. Well, tell everyone what are we talking
flannels.
About?
Oh, flannel shirts.
With
flannels.
Lori March.
With Lori March.
And you guys having.
Yeah. Well, she called me out, and I said no. I've said I have to have more than you. So I took a photo of my closet and I counted them, and she came back and she had like five more than I did. So then, but then I bought a few because we've got the new season coming up.
Boom!
So I went to Jetty and I got myself some new. So I took. So we were having dinner the other night, and I'm like, I got more flannel. She goes, so did I. So I don't know. It's a losing battle, but there's going to be a recount.
Now she organizes hers by color.
Yeah,
do you
I'm working
have a
on that.
System for how you treasure your flannels? Is there going to be
more
a video
of a pile
about it?
Situation.
Oh, you do a video?
You need to do a video
that'd
about
be
your
good.
Flannels.
Okay.
Do a video.
All right.
Then you can follow up the turkey
that.
Video
like that.
With that.
It could be one of those photo
like
of
Mayor,
it.
Yes. Mayor June, we'll get to that. There'll be a video coming out in the summer.
Doesn't feel like a flannel season.
No, I know. I'm sorry, but I'm not home until then. So.
But America's Most Desperate Kitchen. That's where you're going. Right.
We are. We got some great locations this year.
Yeah. Can you share the locations without spilling the beans?
When is this airing?
Probably sometime.
Soon. In the future.
Probably.
Okay. Yeah, don't spill
any details.
I think we got to
see. Oh, yeah.
In the continental United States?
Yes. But, you know, no one knows yet. Like, we literally, people get notified that they're finalists, but they don't know until we knock.
That day.
So,
one.
Yeah.
They're in it.
Can we come to one and help?
I would love if you guys came.
Yeah,
so if you're doing one that's like within a few hours of
we're
where
on the West
we
Coast.
Live.
We're I mean, look, I would say this. We
there's going to be one close to home this year, I think.
Yes, so yes, there's one close
totally
to home.
Wanna,
we really
yeah.
have.
We
like,
can work that out. It's toward the end of the season.
Yeah,
so we
behind
could.
The scenes of whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fun. I love it. That would be
so fun. It's intense. We get them done in 4 days.
Could you do one within, say, 10 minutes of my house at all?
For you, Mark?
Sure. Yeah. No problem.
It's all about Mark.
Hold on. Let's get our producers on the phone.
Look, enough about what I think about me.
Right
what do you
now.
Think about me?
Okay. Yeah, I have to say that, Mark and I helped out on several different Extreme Makeovers when that was on the air.
Yeah.
And that whole thing about helping somebody going in and doing it in just such a small mirror, it's like an addiction. Like, once you
do it,
you're like, oh, my God, I want to do that again. So
yeah, it's really cool.
We're in. We know what it's like to just sort of, like, be insane
yes.
for something for
yeah.
obsessed. A
couple 18-hour days banging out.
But you know what's crazy? I think, I mean, but our show, like, I don't think we've ever, we don't know how to do it not doing it in the short spans of time now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if someone said, hey, we're going to give you guys 2 weeks. Then we're like, what?
No.
2 weeks? Like, what are you talking
Somebody
about 2 weeks?
We can do a couple more.
Yeah, it's like 2 weeks. We can bang out 3 or 4 in 2 weeks.
When we go back, we're starting a contracting project, and I'm literally saying to myself, Mark, you can't be there at 8 o'clock at night. These people have a life.
Oh, it's true. Yeah.
I'm totally planning to be just 18-hour days, and I can't do that.
No, they don't allow you to do that in the real world.
No, the real world.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's constraints.
Yeah, but, you know...
Like, why are you still in my house?
Well,
like, why?
When you have TV cameras, you get away with a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's the truth.
The town inspectors, everyone's like, you know what? Let them work.
Good. Noise.
It doesn't get done otherwise, that's true.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
Only
okay,
way.
So are you guys working on something that's, like, new...
You know what?
Secret new project?
I think for once we can actually say no.
Wow.
Like,
guys,
John,
seriously. The flannel thing.
We've been trying to just pare down a little bit. Just focus on the TV show. And then when we're not working, like, don't work. So just, you know, my girlfriend recently moved in. So we're getting adjusted to that.
Yeah.
And
wow.
Been planning some motorcycle travel and, you know, downtime.
So
where's the next trip? That you're looking at, because
so
you just went to...
Yes, so Christmas we did Northern California and Oregon.
Right.
Which, by the way, motorcycle or no motorcycle, the Treehouse Hotel in Cave Junction, Oregon, you'll freak out. It's awesome.
Really?
The treehouse we stayed in was 36 feet off the ground.
Wow.
They have like 8 of them scattered through the trees, and they're all connected by spiral stairs and then suspension bridges from one of the... It is like a happy playground for all of us.
How
so
often
cool.
did you make
it's
monkey
cool.
noises?
No, zero...
You're like going around the.
Think it through.
Still never done.
Think it through, because you may have once.
Yeah, I could do that again.
Just might have.
Maybe.
Maybe there's some groans.
Gorilla noises.
No, still zero.
So Anthony, when he's FaceTiming his baby, are you FaceTiming your motorcycles?
No, I'm FaceTiming the lady.
Yeah, he's there.
But how do you stay in touch with your motorcycles when, like, you're
They're
on
inanimate.
Travel?
Yeah.
I have a lot of photos on the phone.
So you, like, at night, you're like, good night.
Good night, baby.
To Mark's point, I generally am, if once a trip is over, I have to be planning another one. Because that planning process is I would say 50% of the fun that I have on the trip is like the routes and finding the treehouse. So it's like all these things that unfold. So Joe and I we're emailing back and forth and, oh, look what I found, look what I found. So, you know, we're always planning something.
Where's the next one you're looking at?
Cuba.
Cuba.
Anthony's like the master planner. If you want to go somewhere,
do you have
just
to be a spy
him.
Still to get in there?
No.
It's because it changed.
Yeah. It's open for travel.
It's open. You can go. Mark, where have you been?
Yeah.
This tan, this ruddy look
before,
is not bathed by tropical
our embassy
sun.
Is now open in Cuba, so you can go. You will be protected. If something bad happens, you're protected.
But before the floodgates open, you know, I want to get there, like, while it's still pretty raw, you know, and I want to see that culture...
Yeah,
that we've been locked out of.
Yeah,
you know, so.
Like all the
That's
old
awesome.
Cars.
It's
crazy. Yeah. I mean, a photographic paradise down there.
Yes.
Right? So,
yes.
And
really
we will live vicariously through you on Twitter. We follow you, Anthony.
At Carino Anthony.
That always freaks me out.
Pop wheelies
the
with this guy.
First name last. You guys both do that.
We do that, yeah.
Yes. very charming.
Did it on purpose.
Did you have to because there were other people, or did you do it?
I love that move you did.
Thank you.
I think
it's a Mobius strip.
I think I originally
did it because someone had Anthony Carino. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe. And then,
did you get rid of him?
Did I? No.
What kind of question is that? Yeah, we have to go before.
Yeah, they were taken out by SEAL Team 6. Anthony called them in. Yeah. That guy's gone.
Yeah.
He's off. He's gone.
Call him Tony now.
Take him out of here.
SEAL Team 6.
Guys, it's always so much fun chatting.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Watch our shows. We'll be back. By the way, we're in the Lamps Plus booth at Davis.
Yeah, we totally are. We still are. Yeah.
We'll see you. Stay here and be back.
I'm sorry, we're in the middle of an interview.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Walk on.
All gone. Walk on or all gone?
I don't know.
What? Tim Williams, TimWilliams.com, what is that? Next that, line.
That's something I wrote. Oh.
Something I wrote.
He just made that song up right here, right now, at the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show. We're at the Lamps Plus booth, and Mark is wanting to say something desperately. His mouth is wide open.
All gone or walk on is the next line.
Life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone.
Right.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane.
Never. Nobody's answering my question.
Anyway. I got it right. Anyway.
It doesn't really change the way the world spins.
We're married.
Steve
Welcome
from Sherwin
to our
Williams.
World.
Who's
How are
been
you?
Kind enough great, to join us.
I'm very excited to talk to you.
We're excited.
Because I am like a major Sherwin Williams geek.
That's great.
Yes,
thank you.
I am. I am like, we just use Sherwin Williams. And I'm excited about the new paint. Amazing technology. Can you talk about it?
Absolutely.
That would be wonderful.
Absolutely. So our new paint product is called Paint Shield.
Yeah.
And it is the first EPA registered microbicidal paint that kills greater than 99.9% of staph, MRSA, E. coli, VRE, and Enterobacter arginase on a painted surface within 2 hours of exposure.
And I heard that it lasts for 5 years, too. Is that...
Actually, it'll last for up to 4 years.
Okay.
As long as that surface remains intact. So if someone, like, damages the wall, you know, you put a couple coats of paint back on it, but it'll last for up to 4 years.
Absolutely amazing technology that it actually, that paint can do something that's that active. But I don't think a lot of people think about how paint is sort of, once it's dry to the touch, it's not really all the way cured. It takes a long time for it to actually, it's more organic than just people think it is.
Yeah, so I mean, paint over time does, you know, does take a while to fully cure with latex type products, mm-hmm. which is what this product is, so a water-based type product. Typically in about 30 to 45 days, it's pretty fully cured, if you will. But the nice part about this product is the active ingredient remains active on the surface, so it, you know, helps continue to kill those.
Is it like it's curing just over a massively long time cycle? Is that kind of how it is? Or is it an ingredient in the paint that reacts to these biological elements?
Yeah, it's actually...
I did it. I got it out there.
Biological.
You don't have to breathe.
So it is actually a active ingredient that remains active over the life of the coating, so that four-year period of time that remains active, that just continues to kill these organisms.
Can you give me the chemical formula of that, please? Go ahead. Take your time.
I can tell you it's a quaternary ammonia compound, commonly referred to as a quat, but I couldn't draw the chemical structure for you right now.
I love a good drawing of a chemical structure. I geeked out on organic chem. Like, I love that. I think it's the art of drawing that, you know, all the different, how everything gets put together. It's like building blocks. It's the same thing, like design. I don't know. So I love it. But the other thing about Sherwin Williams, too, is everyone's been talking about the new organization for all the colors and the, how the paint chips are different in the stores and the new books, too. How it's all different now.
Yeah, so we just recently launched Color Snap, so it's just much easier to utilize. It's organized by color and saturation, so it makes it much easier for a consumer or even a professional to really dial down and determine what particular color they want and see the, you know, really subtle differences between the two so that they can, at the end of the day, pick the color that they like the best.
Yes.
That's awesome. It's not an easy process sometimes. I mean, it's so many colors, so many choices for everybody. I mean, it's making that easier is good.
It is good. And one of the things I usually tell people is go to the Sherwin-Williams store and take advantage of that light, the station, where you can change the different kinds of lights to see what that color looks like in fluorescent lighting, and so you can see actually what it might look like in your home before you even take that sample home to see what it does look like in your home.
Yeah, absolutely, because there's multiple light sources, and that makes a difference in your home. So it does make color selection easier, and of course the whole new Color Snap color selector that's in our stores, you know, that's what it was designed for, to make color selection easier. Just make it so you can dial into the color you want.
So what's been the reaction of the new paint technology that you've been hearing at the Design Construction Week?
Yeah, so it's been a big wow. I mean, it's been, you know, wow, we never realized a paint could, you know, do something like this. And this is, you know, really neat technology advance. Just really are kind of all the things that people are saying about the product. It's been just, you know, anything from, you know, some architects, some builders, multifamily, healthcare. I mean, really, everybody has had a high degree of interest in the new paint product.
Is there any difference on the way you would apply it to the wall?
Great question. Yeah, great question. It's like any other paint. Just use a brush and roller and apply it. You know, again, just
dry
like any
time,
other product.
About the same.
Dry time's the same. You know, it's like a typical process where you would, you know, previously primed or previously coated plus two coats of the new paint shield product. And again, just
perfect.
Like any other regular paint.
I don't have to develop any new skills.
Does it change like sort of the chemical makeup of the paint that's on the wall? Like how does it eat all the bad stuff? Like where does it go once it's in there? Does it neutralize it or?
Yeah, I mean, it's an active ingredient actually attacks, kills these organisms up to the 99%, and renders them inactive, if you will. And so they, you know, they go away. And the nice part about it, as I mentioned earlier, it continues to kill those organisms even after repeated exposure. So
amazing for, you know, hospitals, healthcare, nursing homes, daycares, like all of those places, and in our own homes too. Like
anywhere
crazy.
Children live, disease factories.
Are you calling children disease factories?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sport wiping your nose when you're in first grade. You bring all that home and all that stuff. You're looking at me like you don't know.
We have a first grader.
Yes, we have a first grader.
I'm taking a little bit like, what?
Yeah, I can tell.
He's adorable. He's not a germ factory. The
right.
Other children
he doesn't,
are.
You know what? He's
not
never
mine.
Sniffing.
No, no.
But other children.
Yes.
That's
more. It's the other children.
You mentioned in about the 45 seconds we have left that if the wall is damaged, do you have to repaint the whole wall to make that work? Did I get that wrong?
No. Really, all you'd have to do is just repair that surface and then put a couple coats of paint in that area back over it. So you wouldn't have to, like, paint the whole room or anything like that. It's just, you know, typical repair process.
Awesome.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And I'm going to tell everybody to go to Sherwin-Williams and buy that paint because I'm going to too.
And go to the paint store. Our paint, we use it. The experts there, I talk to them about paint every time I go in. What's the right product that I need for doing this? So we do that. I'll give a shout out to our paint store. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I love Pete.
Hey, Pete. All right, hey, we gotta go. We're at the Lamps Plus booth. You don't go anywhere. We're gonna stay here. It's called taking a break.
Gonna put the world away for a minute. Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-in-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
And
paradise.
This is it. My fix-it-up life.
Oh. Paradise.
Pair of dice. Pair of dice. We're in Las
Vegas.
Doing
that? Well played.
Nicely
so
done.
Good.
Paradise by the dashboard lights. Meatloaf, I'm hungry. Where's the food court?
Where is the
Anthony
food court?
Anthony Carino knows.
Where did Carino go? Carino knows where the food courts are all over this great land.
He knows where food courts are and where to buy the best flannel shirts.
No, I disagree. I think I got that market cornered.
Really?
I'll go toe-to-toe with Carino on flannel. Absolutely.
Well, you know, he and Lori Merch have a thing.
Lori Merch thinks she has more flannel than anyone. I would be more nervous going up against Lori than Anthony. I believe she has the closet capacity to take me.
Is this a quality or a quantity?
With Lori, it's both. She's quality and quantity all the way through.
How often do people say Munster?
More than Minster.
Munster?
Yeah. Munster, yes. We are part of the cheese empire.
Yes?
Yes, I've seen none of that money. and it's causing me embarrassing pronunciations of my name.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Feel for me.
Phonetically, it's nice.
It's the way it sounds rolls off the tongue. Lovely. It just doesn't look that way when the letters are put together in that order.
Right. I actually get upset at you personally if I have to type your name.
Well,
I gotta look it up.
Good thing I didn't put the two dots over the U yet. I haven't umlauted it yet. That's a harder character to find.
How do you type that?
I don't know. That's the reason why I haven't done it. That and I'm almost 40, so if I've gone this long without the two dots and I start putting them now, I'm a jerk. No, you look a little pompous, I think.
Yeah.
Pretentious Matt Mjolnstier. Yeah.
Oh, he's fancy now. Now he's on the TV show. He's like,
Now he's important. Now the dots are back.
For those of us who don't know who we're talking with here, Matt Minster.
Hi, guys.
Bath Crasher.
Yes.
That'd be the DIY Network.
Always a pleasure.
On DIY Network.
You've been in more bathrooms across the United States than anyone.
Anyone. So many strangers.
Seen so many drain stacks covered in crap. It's amazing.
And touch them.
You're a good designer.
And touch them. Thank you. Thank you for listing them in that order.
Yeah.
Yeah, lovely. I love my job, though. Come on. How cool is it to do what we do?
Yes, it is pretty
right?
amazing.
And at the end of it, at the end of every episode, I get to make someone cry, good or bad. I get tears.
Do you get mean when they don't start crying fast enough?
There's little things you can do. Well, it's editing. You understand editing.
What's
your tug hair?
You do good work. I'm not trying to do this, but
what's
the one or a story where the person's clearly been upset and they're like...
It's normally not at the end. It's in the middle. If someone gets grumpy, sometimes it's in the middle and they're not maybe seeing the forest through the trees because it's a mess. And I think there's stress. There's stress of any renovation, but the way we do it in 3 days, it turns the whole house upside down. It's almost like we should be putting that in the release. Your house is going to get just wrecked because we're everywhere.
Of course.
In the living room, dining room, kitchen. There's sheetrock everywhere. We're setting up craft services, and the producer's got a table. We're dumping media everywhere. That can be a lot to handle. So if there's stress points and they get grumpy, maybe it's like, I don't like the way this is looking. I'm like, well, you know, that's just one little thing.
Yeah.
Let's bring it all in.
Yeah.
And let me ask you at the end.
They focus on something. On a detail.
On a details that may or not even be completed yet. Right. So it's everything's heightened. And it makes for good TV.
It does.
It makes for good TV. I don't have to work that hard. But at the end.
And that shows.
I look like I can wear this stuff. But at the end, it's legitimately the best part of the show because you've changed someone's life a little bit for the better. And that bathroom's great. That's where you start and finish every day. That's a big part of your day. And that's kind of an awesome thing to do for people.
Yeah, it's one of those spaces that you expect to go in and feel better when you come out.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
Well, yeah.
No matter what you're doing in there, you expect to feel better when you're coming out of the bathroom.
Every time. At least for a little bit.
Let's subtext more pooping.
What?
No, I was even that.
Yeah, Matt and I are not.
The way I do it, though, I'm putting stuff in there that's more, it's about more than just the one activity. Right?
Magic.
You've got to put in the unexpected, luxurious amenity, the espresso machine, and the music, and the heated floors, and the fire, and the, you know, all of that kind of stuff is what makes it different and awesome and rock. That's why we get to do 12 seasons of this show.
We just did
a
man cave bathroom in a basement.
On slab? Did you move stuff around? Jackhammering?
It was so thin that you could
break
throw
it up?
A feather at it and it would break.
That lucky.
So we came down 8 inches, took all kinds of dirt out, re-poured the slab.
Oh, nightmare.
Hard work.
Yes.
But the design was to make the floor of the slab.
Awesome.
Yeah. Which
concrete?
Is great.
I love me some concrete floors.
You would like it.
Yeah?
You would like it. I like going in there.
There's no grout. There's no grout.
There's nothing.
It's just done. Uh-huh.
There's nothing to clean ever.
Right,
you go
ever.
In there, and that's part of the experience.
There's
for
nothing
me.
To clean but yourself.
Right. That's, and I enjoy that too.
Oh, who doesn't?
I want to be.
But
a,
the floor's a little
a
cold.
Jingle master or tagline person or.
A jingle master?
Jingle.
How did we get to jingles?
She's been stumbling into jingles lately, like little clever things. You were rhyming with me earlier
yes,
this
I
morning.
Did. I said, where? Oh.
I think it's better if it's accidental.
Okay,
don't think it through.
I don't remember what it was. What did I say? Yeah. Where?
Where we rhymed it? Were we rolling on that?
It
was really clever. There was a rhyme,
was
and it was, and I had to tell you it was a rhyme. I don't think you did
horrible.
It. I didn't think you knew it was happening.
Sometimes Teresa's art just comes right from heaven. Conduit, boom! It's
and
to
into
you.
Our, and into our lives.
Yes,
that's what I
and
love about you most.
And then people's lives are improved through smiles or.
And that's vision. What we're all doing, right? We try.
I know,
she
I
just
know.
Does it better than us.
Right. You know what? Later, we give each other greeting cards.
Uh huh.
You know, just to make this point a little more saccharine. Yeah.
She's dumbfounded. You can't tell because it's radio, but she has this look on her face.
Yeah. So before
it's not all me. It's mostly
before
Mark.
Before we got to the greeting card jingle thing, our floor is cold. That's all I wanted to say. The heated floor thing's a good
awesome.
Idea.
Awesome.
Okay.
Heated floor, I think, is a smart idea. Yeah. Especially and, in the
and I'm
in,
and I'm over in the Schluter booth. The all the orange. We use it on our bathroom on every episode we do now. And the Schluter, the Dietra heat stuff, lets us do because that silly time frame that's imposed on us of the 3 days for crashers really is a drag because it makes it hard. And in-floor heat was one of those things that we usually had to glaze over because we couldn't wait. I can't wait to throw pour ourselves leveler over it and then wait for that to dry.
Yeah.
To be able to just lay down an uncoupling membrane, which you should put under tile anyway, and then heat it, just pop the wire in and go on the same day.
Yeah.
No one's ever stood on like heated floors and went, yeah, that was just an okay experience. Like, it's always awesome every time.
Yes.
And it radiates heat in the room.
Yeah.
And that's like a naked, wet, and cold room where you're quite often.
Yeah.
So that's great. Warmth is awesome when you're all three of those things.
Yes, it is really a good thing to have.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I totally...
It's lovely.
It's a lovely experience.
And it was hard to sell them on it because it's money to spend on something that you cover up.
Yeah, but once you
it's not a visual thing.
You can't shoot warmth on TV.
No.
Unless it's your personal warmth, my dear.
And the scent that's coming from the show, that's not smell-o-vision. We ain't there yet. We're 4K, but we can't smell anything. Nothing that I'm creating anyway for you.
All the votive candles you have around.
Exactly. It's all of that interactive stuff. But it's one of those things that I think it's something that happens in that space that makes you want to go back.
Yes.
And that's good design.
Yes.
To me, it's something that make you having an experience that you're experiencing viscerally with more than just your sense of sight, and you're creating a relationship with it, and you want to go back.
Yes.
That's what good design
actually,
is in a nutshell.
Yes.
Am I singing your praises?
Yes.
Yes.
Just like speak to all my senses. Make me feel
make
so
make me
good.
Love
oh,
it.
Yeah, smell.
That
touch.
Spa you were at in Bali that time, and I don't know really why it was awesome, but it was awesome because it was doing stuff like that.
Okay, so what are you working on now?
I'm Quick still so crashes can... is happening. Yeah. I'm doing Ellen's Design Challenge on HGTV, the furniture building competition show, which was absolute chaos and really difficult. But now that it's on the air, I'm really excited about it. When we were entrenched in the middle of it, it was really hard. But such a cool thing to be a part of. And it's rolling right now. It's exciting. Well,
yeah, and it airs on
Monday nights at 9 Eastern, 8 Central.
Yes.
And the first episode just happened. Mm-hmm. My guy Bradley was a bad design challenge. He may or may not have won that sucker. He won that challenge, my guy. My boy
cool.
Bradley is awesome.
Cool.
But it's just fun. And I'm entrenched with other hosts, which is kind of what it's awesome to be at KBiz, because I've seen, like, you know, John and Anthony were just here. I get to hang out with Jeff Devlin and Chip Wade and Allison Victoria and all these people who we're normally off around the country doing our own thing.
Right.
We finally get to see each other. And it's like a friendship that goes on, you know,
well, you're,
we don't spend time
well,
with each other.
Like, though, you know, when you're
oh,
yeah.
Wait. Oh, just wait.
It's okay.
That's
Teresa okay. was starting. You start.
Talking.
You start, sweetheart.
Can you referee?
Yeah.
You have a checkered shirt
I've
on?
Seen
could you
the
just
photos
take half
of you guys
out?
In the minivan or the van riding to the set?
To the set for Ellen? Yeah.
And there's like what? Like six, seven
six
of you guys?
Six, yeah, there's
the
eight
car?
At the time, yeah.
Like, what is it like in that van? Like, describe
like
the smells.
The it's all dudes, so
yes.
not great.
Yes.
The drive two sets better than the drive home.
Okay.
And the conversation is equally offensive both morning and night. It's a dudes club, and we are very irreverent and inappropriate until the cameras roll. Then we are the sweetest gentleman you will ever see.
Has anyone ever like tried to periscope that? Like
no, but that would be really brilliant and incriminating.
It would.
It's because Lori Murch isn't there to do it. No
she
one's
would.
Doing Periscope. I haven't done Periscope thing
what?
Yet. I'm not on Periscope. I haven't done the Snapchat thing. I feel like I'm spread thin, but I'll get there.
Yeah,
I just need something to say. I need something of substance to do live in my life.
You got to save it.
I've been storing it up. Now, Mark, your question.
My question. I have two questions.
Go.
First question, then follow-up question. One, obviously, as a bath crasher on DIY Network,
yes.
And you mentioned Jeff Devlin, who's I Hate My Bath.
Yes.
You guys have personal vendettas against each other. And I think the right answer is yes. Go ahead.
Here, okay. The funny thing is, Jeff Devlin's show, I Hate My Bath, was formerly called Bathtastic.
Yes.
That I hosted.
Yes.
And it was a weird, I think, dynamic, because I was doing Crashers and Bathtastic. It didn't make any sense, but they didn't want the show to end. And when Jeff got the show, he was actually shooting it where I live. So we never really talked until we did Ellen together last year. And it turns out, like, Devlin might be one of my favorite human beings.
Yeah,
yeah, he's kind
he's
of unbelievable.
Amazing. He makes me laugh till I can't take it anymore. And we are not competitors in any way, shape, or form.
That's
he
awesome.
Is now it's a brother.
And
we're
then,
bath brothers.
And then the follow-up question in the 30 seconds we have left: the shop on Ellen's show last year.
Is it insane?
Is it the same one?
It's bigger.
What?
It's bigger. There are
Play us out, Tim Williams.
There were tools I don't even know the name of.
Really?
Nice.
I loved it.
Oh my god.
Nice.
I loved it.
Did you guys like have like a tool seance or kind, something?
Kind. Oh, like, and just like stealing the small stuff. Yeah.
I would.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's allowed.
Dude,
there's a
bottle.
I was told it was.
Yeah. Look it up.
All right.
Look him up. Matt Minster, however you spell it.
J. Minster. On the
tweeters. On the tweeters. And yeah. On the Instagrams and yeah. On the Facebooks.
And we're my yeah. Fix It Up Life, and this is Lamps Plus.
We'll be back.
Thanks, guys.
So to get down, good Lord, baby got a moving all over town.
Sanding walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet-dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture. No tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
Abed has it. Abed has it. Sail away with me.
What will be, will be. Sorry. Want to
hold you now. It's Lamps Plus. It's my Fix It Up Life.
You're like laying
and
down.
And I'm leaning back because I'm relaxed.
I close my eyes enjoying the beautiful sounds. And I open my eyes and you're like... Lounger.
Tim Williams relaxed me, I guess.
You
or
know
not.
What?
Or I'm just tired. Or
what?
I like these chairs.
I like these chairs, too. You can lounge in them. How often can you lounge in, like, a bar stool?
You can. I do have a complaint, though. Gravity keeps making me turn like this. Oh. So if you could have an anti-gravity device in these, that would be helpful to
it's
me.
It's an optional accessory. It costs a little bit more, but yeah, we can add it. Yeah.
Could you molecularly balance him a little bit better?
No, that we're not going to be able to do.
I
no.
see. There are limits.
Exactly.
Limits.
I was thinking an ab workout. Like, right?
Oh, you could do.
One of those like chairs like, you where know? You do.
Yeah.
Wiggle,
right.
wiggle, 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 wiggle. Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
This isn't the exercise. Wheels.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about lighting. I'm sorry.
We are. We're doing a fitness infomercial.
I'm glad, because I'm out of here.
P22Y.
P22Y.
Well, that's illuminating.
Very excited, though, because like behind us, there's all these beautiful like sculptural pieces. And this thing, what is this name? The name
this
of this
LED,
thing?
This is one of our Puccini lights.
Yes,
yes, it's part of our Puccini collection.
I'm totally geeked out, as you know, probably, on LED lighting and all the
bit.
Things that you can do because of the technology that you couldn't do a couple of years ago.
More and more every day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And all the different shapes and the forms that we're seeing now and what you're showcasing here at the Kitchen and Bath Industry
And how
show.
Energy efficient it is as well.
Yes.
I mean, and it's safe. I mean, like if you have children or pets, it's light to the touch. You can go up and just touch it. It doesn't produce the heat that incandescent bulbs do.
And the color spectrum and the daylighting and people think it's...
I read your blog post.
Are you just reading the blog post back to her?
Yeah.
Paraphrasing it. And then...
These
shapes were not possible before with incandescent lights, said Teresa. I mean, those are my thoughts.
No.
But look
we geek out on lighting
thing.
Together.
It's like... not to minimize it, it's like a spring. It looks like a an uncoiled spring that's continuously lit around. You can't do that with a light bulb.
It was impossible before. Yeah, we've got a lot of new shapes here that we're trying to feature in the Lamps Plus booth. The sconces on the back wall here with different rings that weren't possible. There's just, the designers are having a heyday right now because they can do anything that, that they haven't been able to do ever before. And so our designers just, they've got a brand new job and a brand new outlook on what they can design.
Yeah. The only limitation is imagination.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah, and designers' imagination, wow.
Oh, wow.
I mean, really? Yeah,
they're an inventive group. Absolutely.
Can you describe all the ways they're impossible to work with on a personal level?
Yeah.
Michael going and I by are name alphabetically. Leave now.
Yes.
Nobody wants us around.
I mean, I love you, honey.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sorry. I meant that. Might have been out of context. So just throwing that out there.
Okay. Never mind. No.
But Michael, you design, you're a designer, design is your, you have a pocket square, for example.
It's a it's a prerequisite. Once you get your design degree, you get a diploma and a pocket square.
But do you see how he did the shirt with the pocket square and the colors are through it with the
and
socks?
And the socks.
So there's, you can mix patterns, Mark. This is how you mix patterns.
This is how you design your house, right?
Exactly.
This is your sofa.
Actually, Rich.
This is your pillows.
Rich does the, he's walking around here. He does
PR.
No, the,
Well said.
No, the fashion.
Oh, yeah, and People Magazine.
Yes.
He does the critics in the back page.
He does the critics in the back. So he's always dishing on, you don't know this. So the first thing I said when I got here was, how do I look?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get busted, right?
I know you don't want to get busted by somebody else who's a very big, like, visual critic, too.
Well, I want you to know that yesterday I did have on purple striped socks.
You did.
I had much better socks. Today I've got the tie and black socks. I'm just a salesman today. Yeah.
So I read, like, Esquire magazine sometimes, and those men's sort of, I guess it's a men's fashion magazine, right? So many of us, and I mean this at clothing level and at the in our homes, are, I don't know if it's afraid to be
adventurous
designer. I don't need to do that. I'll just wear what my dad wore.
I think we as a culture, at least in the United States, are a little bit more conservative that way. And I think we're starting to break through a little bit more and more and more as Europeans' design and concepts are kind of influencing our culture a little bit more. I mean, look, we have a blue sofa in velvet in our, I mean, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, maybe not so much, right? I think people are craving color and things that are different. And I think it ties back to what's going on with LED and the technology that LED's bringing, as well as, you know, technology in general. The world's becoming smaller that way. We're all connected, right?
Right.
I think, like, we're being more open to seeing different shapes, like the traditional shape of what a chair is or what a light is. Or what a sofa is, or what, you know,
anything
men in their
is.
Socks, like
exactly.
Everything, what that is, like we're more comfortable with questioning and being more personable about our style. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm excited to find out like how the response is from people walking around here, the Kitchen and Bath Industry Show, when they're seeing these new shapes.
A lot of people are very excited about the new designs that we're showing. They're walking around there. Everybody's got their own sense of style, and I think people connect now with social media. They've got more outlets to see successful design out there in somebody else's house. You know, their friends will post, they'll see stuff on media like yours, and finally discover those new designs working well in, you know, any space, and they can copy that. So the people walking around here are seeing things that work in a living room. We've got it set up almost as a living room here.
It's overlit.
It's got a little bit more lighting that you would need at your home.
Our dimmer's broke.
But, you know, everybody sees something that appeals to them, and I think they can connect with other designers here, too, and play off of each other's tastes.
I'm sorry, Michael,
go ahead. No, that's okay. I think to David's point, something that I'm seeing a lot of out in the world is things that are done in a very traditional manner, but being done and reimagined for today's lifestyle. Like a very traditional piece. We have like a sconce here in the booth that's very traditional. It's in copper, but you flip it up and it's an LED bulb. So things like that, I think people are starting to come to realize are available to them. And I mean, it's still that comfort of tradition, but new technology, new ideas.
So it doesn't have to be a blue velvet couch.
No, absolutely.
It can be what you expect it to be with the next small step.
Exactly. Exactly. Or, you know, as you're designing it, Teresa, you know this. I mean, if you're doing a neutral sofa, it could be, you know, something in very neutral, beige color, right? And somebody could have put blue pillows on it. It's the same thing as my suit. It's a navy suit, which is the sofa, and you know, the shirt is your pillows, the socks are your accessories in the room.
That's exactly so true. You know, people are more comfortable with expressing themselves through their clothes than through their home. And I think that your home, if it suits you, the way you live, and it you feel happier, you feel like more calm. You know, when you have that sense, when you walk into that hotel room or that restaurant, you're like, this is me. Mm-hmm. And then being able to bring that to your own home and have that feeling every day is such a treasure.
Well, we've got a number of different styles here at the booth, too. You know, we represent some of the bling, the people that want that pop of color and stuff. But also, there's new traditional items. There's an update of industrial with more warmth to it, cleaner woods. And so the Edison bulb is hot right now, and so we've incorporated into a lot of different sconces. So there's more stuff to see that's not just flashy and new design, but incorporates into anybody's existing bulb.
So design trends. I know the Lux, the mid-century model, all those things that have been going on. Is there something new that you guys are talking about at Lamps Plus that's coming, that's part of those trends?
Sure. We've been talking for years about ultra glam, but some warm industrial, instead of being reclaimed and rough, it's got sheer shades now. It's got brass finishes, you know, and coppers and beautiful new sheens that haven't been available before. We're trying to work those into different designs that we've got.
Yeah. I tried to sneak in a blog there about masculine looks. I think I wrote something about that.
Yeah,
I think that
definitely
one thing that men are not always, when they see Lux, they're like, oh, well, that's like glitter.
Yeah.
Glitter.
It's not glitter. It can be
haberdashery, though.
Yes.
Like it could be dark and moody. It could be leathers. I always think Paul Smith for some weird reason. You know, he always has Paul Smith's a designer, clothing designer, does a few other things, but he's known for his color as well. Very traditional colors, but in very unexpected ways.
Yes. Interesting.
Yeah.
I think people are afraid to get in touch with that sometimes, especially guys.
Yep.
And I think that's a miss because your home is where it's obviously where you live. And if it's just like khaki, you know, like Jake from State Farm, khakis. He doesn't even like his khakis. You know? So don't be like Jake from State Farm is the theme of talking with Michael Murphy from Lamps Plus. Thank you for having us.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Yeah. Go to lampsplus.com. I shop there. You should too. Follow them. Follow us. We'll be back. My Fix It Up Life.
Thanks, guys.
Take your inspiration into real life with Sherline Paint Products. From easy pour-and-store paint can lids to tools that help give you a perfect line. For more information, check out Sherline.com.
You are the best thing ever happened, ever happened, ever happened to me.
Aww. Oh, you are the best thing, baby.
Thank you, sweetie. Aww. That's our Fix It Up Life, and, well, we're going to continue our relationship. However, this show is over. So subscribe to our YouTube channel. You'll see videos there that will make you cry or something. So do that,
and
comment.
And if you're looking for a food court in your area, just write to us.
Please send the self-addressed stamped envelope to 40 years ago. And we're on Facebook, that's a social network, Twitter.
And we're gone.
Instagram.
See you next time for more of My Fix It Up Life.
This is my Fix It Up Life. My beat. Rick is running at my feet. My beat.